Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike is alive.
Woo! Yes.
Yes, he is.
He is alive. Woo! He's alive big time. No, I need him down.
Down.
Down. You know what's funny?
What?
When we go live, the volume level on this on my headphones goes to a whole new level.
We all get excited. Mm, we all talk
yes.
loud. And you know what? You're at Tony Perkins level right there.
Oh, yes.
So we had to bring it
the
down.
The Tony Perkins
down,
Show
down, down, down.
Featuring mm-hmm. Gary Stein. New episode dropped this weekend.
Yes, very good. So I got a couple important texts today. The first one is from Mike, and it shows a photo of his corrected knee, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Didn't he have a corrected hip?
Hip, whatever. Anyway, there.
That's someone who cares.
Uh-huh. That's
remember,
thoughtfulness.
Remember. Oh, let me see that.
That's pretty nasty.
Remember when everybody said Rob was a nice guy? Mm-hmm. He doesn't even remember what was corrected.
You know what? I don't ever remember everyone
oh,
saying
man,
that.
Oh, man. That is brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He's full of staples.
Yeah. Ooh. You think modern medicine would actually, they would do a better job of cutting?
Well, the problem is he's going to a bad doctor. Mm-hmm. He's going to a Sawbones that doesn't really care.
I mean, what was that movie? Not Frankenstein, but Frankenweenie.
Oh, yes, about the dog.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good black and white.
He
but
had
still,
better lines on him, and that's animated.
Yeah, he is so full of staples.
I'm sure it's just scarring.
So what I see here is a picture of I would estimate it to be about a 12-inch scar on Mike's hip, and the caption that he wrote was, enjoy your breakfast.
Oh.
So,
that is right. You know, the same thing happened with my father when he had four years ago, when they had to take his, they had to go back in to make sure you're, because he was suffering from gallbladder cancer, right?
Right. Every day you talk about cancer.
Yeah, every day. Rob brought up
that's
the show.
A callback for something mm-hmm. that you didn't hear, folks, but trust me.
We're professionals. It's a happy Monday.
It's a very
and
happy Monday.
And I remember looking at my dad's stomach, and I was like, oh, I thought they did things a little more, I guess, less invasive, yeah. right?
Can't they go in through a hole that's already there?
Yeah, the belly button.
A little less
not
invasive.
Not what I was thinking.
Because you know what? We're rubes, because the only reference to surgery that I really have is from all these pop culture TV shows that show...
Like a Grey's Anatomy.
Or that show Dr. 90210, where they have some sort of breast augmentation. They go
sure.
through the belly button mm-hmm. or the nipple. You never see anything.
Yeah, armpit sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, mm-hmm. Mike is doing okay. Spoke to him today. He is saying he's dealing with a little more pain than he thought.
No. Mm-hmm.
I can't understand that when he's full of staples. Last thing I saw... had that many staples and it said swing line on it. But he is doing okay. We'll have him back tomorrow. And also tomorrow, I have to hear all about his Ambien-fueled call to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, my. It was the texting.
It was texting.
Back and forth,
okay.
yes. So. It's fun regardless. When someone texts you at 1:30 in the morning to say hello.
Just drop it in.
You know something's up.
That's funny because we talked about Ambien on the bonus show a couple weeks ago and he had mm-hmm. nothing to contribute.
Well, now that he's been through a major surgery, now he can actually talk about
we'll
it.
We'll devote a segment to him this
Absolutely.
Thursday. Mm-hmm. But that's not why I brought you here. I got another fun text last night from Pony when he was checking in on Mike. And Pony said something that made me laugh out loud as I read it. He said, I separated a rib yesterday. That's not why I laughed. That's sad. I separated a rib yesterday, so I may not be quite as exciting and dynamic as I usually am for the next few days. Then he goes on to say...
It was a rough night.
How did you separate your ribs?
I was riding my bike on Saturday,
yes.
and every cyclist, when they get hurt, they want to have a cool story. You know, you want to say you're out, like, shredding the trails, and you hit a... baby head going over a roller and you wiped
Whoa,
out.
Hold
and
it. What is you actually
baby,
like
baby
an infant?
Head. No. Baby head is a rock that's about the size of a baby's head.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't know this lingo. So you have
yeah,
to clear
you
got to
slow down.
Us.
I'm not big into bicycling.
So a baby head will stop you dead in your tracks because it's just big enough to pitch you over the front of your bike.
Well, you know, any rock would do that, I would
Do you
think.
Wear a helmet when you ride?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good man.
He should wear a helmet in the studio.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, normally you roll over rocks and stuff. They have these big rock
Accidents
gardens.
Can happen.
They're great.
Totally get
sure,
it.
That's right.
So of course, I didn't fall off my bike or anything.
Where
like
was
that.
The trail you went on?
Wakefield.
So I don't know where that is.
Wakefield is like right by 495.
Annandale,
and Braddock.
Isn't it, sort of?
Yeah, it's in Annandale.
Oh, the best neighborhood in Virginia.
Well, there's lots of baseball fields and wonderful places to, you know, recreate.
Classy.
Yeah, yeah. This trail goes all the way behind there and then back through Accotink. Really fun trail.
How many miles?
Probably 5 miles of like single track, so it's all like uphill, downhill, really crazy stuff. But
you're in the off-road.
And when you're in those backwoodsy trails, lots of guys in vans.
No.
Just hanging out, looking for kids. Sounds a little sketchy to me.
You can't really get a van on them. I mean, they're less than a foot wide.
Well, I think that they would be not on the trail. They'd be by the trail.
No.
Okay. I think you're getting too into this. Maybe. You're getting too into this. I think what Rob is leading to is, so this is some sort of exercise, but it's dangerous. That's usually where you would get hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. You usually go over the bar and like hit a tree or something.
That's not funny.
No, it's not.
People die that way.
They do. Yeah.
So I was riding, and I had just gotten this was on my really nice bike, and I just got it working again after a whole bunch of problems.
Didn't you make some sort of horrible misspelling on the word hydraulics on Facebook over the weekend?
I might have. I don't even remember.
He fixed the hydraulics.
Don't even remember. So, of course, I stopped to adjust something on my bike.
Right. What did you adjust?
I was adjusting the air and the rear suspension. So I feel like such an a-hole. My old roommate, Chris, the bike mechanic, is laughing his ass off at me right now. So I put my chest on the seat to push down to test the sag. And then, of course, something went. And
so you popped your rib, letting air out of your tire.
Now pumping up a shock, but I was pressing. See, the problem is there was so much weight on one small point of my seat that it just pushed the rib in.
I'm really shocked that you have enough weight in your body to do anything to yourself.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. It is. So how are you feeling now?
Like
Really?
How long does it take for a cracked rib to heal? Did you go to the doctors?
No, you don't have a cracked rib.
You don't know dick.
It's not cracked. It's separate. The cartilage separates.
How do you know?
Because I've done this before.
Did you get an X-ray amp that we don't know about?
I've done this before in the bike
X-ray?
Shop.
Yeah.
I've done this before, and I know what it feels like. Okay, and it sucks.
But look, Pony, you're not some Green Beret MD that was overseas in some sort of deployment that really has to understand how to heal themselves. Go to the doctor.
Yes.
Don't you have health insurance? Obama cares for everybody.
I do, but it still costs too much money. I barely have health insurance.
Now, when you separated your rib before, was it the same rib that separated?
No, it was a couple down.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you go to the doctor then?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You didn't.
That's a lie. No, that is a blatant lie, Mac.
It was a Mac Macintosh lie.
That was a pause and you're a horrible liar.
I know. It was a pause because I don't.
This man is a skinflint, and he just wants the pity, but he doesn't want to confirm.
Exactly.
You could have bruised a rib.
That's right.
Yes, I did something to a rib.
Yeah, could be, you know, it might be rib cancer.
Separated, but you're doing what, and again, I don't want to be sexist, but what chicks do.
What?
You're talking about like the worst case scenario when you don't know what the problem is.
You've determined already what it is.
No, and this is the second time you're doing this.
It's not broken, it's separated.
Yes, I didn't say that I broke anything. No, that would be the worst case
scenario. A separation
scenario.
Is a bad scenario.
That's right. It could lead to divorce ribs.
I checked on WebMD. They said, if pain goes on and you can't breathe, then go see the doctor.
WebMD is always three clicks away from you dying. Don't go to WebMD.
What's the process for healing? Don't they have to readjust the rib?
Nope. They don't do anything. They just give you pain meds.
So you're going to walk around with a separate rib for the rest? And then that's another thing. How do you know how long this is going to hurt for?
Right.
It's usually like 2 weeks.
Pony, you're Matt. First of all, I guess what really concerns me is that you're one of the smartest like tech guys I know.
Oh, absolutely. Right? If any problem we have, he solves it.
And an autodidact to a certain extent where you teach yourself a lot of this, right? And most people don't take the time to do that because that's the hard part.
Exactly.
And you're able to do all of this, but you're not able to like really put two and two together when it comes to your health.
Well, I mean, if we really want to pull the curtain way back, he's a smoker.
Yeah, but that's an addiction. Breaking ribs is not.
But I mean, if he can't break that cycle, he's not going to treat a rib carefully.
Yeah, but a rib, I've bruised ribs before, right?
Right.
But until that happens, you don't know how important they are. Right,
oh, they're the key part.
So,
yeah.
Like his entire existence, sitting up in that chair is painful. I imagine. Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the right position, it's not too bad.
Yeah,
but I can't laugh.
That's what Carrie says.
Too deeply. That's horrible.
Well, so if
he takes herself to a safe place.
Well, the thing is he says if he doesn't laugh, he's fine. He picked a good day to be here.
The idea is this: you need to go to the doctor. Is your copay for an X-ray?
Oh, geez, I think my copay for anything is like $75.
Okay, I will pay for that. That is on me.
Hey, look at that. That's very nice.
Go figure out what you need to get done, because ideally, if you do have separated or cracked ribs, they still may be cracked from years ago.
That's right.
It's not cracked. It's just separate. I've been through.
What's
done
the
this
difference?
Before.
No, but you're making it sound like this is like a Lego that came on. Like that. Well, you'll find the connector piece and put it right back together. And you don't know if you've done it before because you didn't go to the doctor. Yeah. You could be misdiagnosing yourself.
And also, don't think that what Oscar is doing is totally selfless, because I know what this is. He's paying for the copay because he knows you're going to get pain meds. And then he'll say,
"Oh no, I don't want those. Mm-hmm. Those are no low grade pain meds. I want the high quality. I want what Mike has.
That's
So, can you just you have no barriers of entry? You just walk right in now. You've got all the dollars.
Yep. Go to like an urgent care. It's easy. Mm-hmm. They'll take care of
you. You won't go.
No.
I'll do it.
I'm serious. And then give me the bill and I'll take care of it. I care for your well-being, but I also want to show you what a rube you are.
I'm in for 20.
Oh, you know what? You're great.
See?
20 bucks?
Well, 20 of 70, that's what? That's a major percentage.
It's not 70. It's probably 100 bucks.
Yeah, it's closer to 100.
Yeah. Thanks for the $20. Do you know how much insurance costs?
I do.
Do you pay that, or does Carrie pay it?
Carrie takes care of it, but I know what it is.
I'm surrounded by morons. But let's start the show.
No, it's not. It's not a moron. Morons. And besides, Pony, if the ribs were cracked, do what you always do. Put barbecue sauce on it. No.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-di-frickin-duh! We got ourselves a writer here. From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Mike O'Mara is doing well. We hope to have him back tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is good news.
He's recovering. He'll be back.
He's Johnny Staples. And, speaking of Mike O'Mara.
There's not anybody in the good United States that doesn't think about home security. You know, there's a home burglary every 13 seconds. That's more than 4 per minute. Most of them happen around broad daylight. They usually start with the crook ringing your doorbell to make sure that you're not at home. Then they break in. The Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and to speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. Well, now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring Video Doorbell for your front door and a Ring Stick-Up Cam. It is so easy to install this, and you can have a secure home in minutes. It's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring Video Doorbell and the Stick-Up Cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS.
Thank you, Mike. And it's got America by the throat, and it's everywhere, and Oscar has been sucked in. It's Pocket Monster Go.
Pokemon Go.
Now, were you a Pokemon guy? And I like saying Pokemon for some reason.
Well, because it's fun.
He's
it's
Pokemon.
No,
infant.
Pokemon, the card game when we were kids.
Can you give me a thumbnail on that? Because I totally missed out on that.
Well, I couldn't tell you that because I was actually too old for Pokemon.
Okay.
And the only reason, and again, if you've been living under a rock, and actually, no, not shame on you, because most people don't know, and you'll probably hear about this 2 weeks from now, but you'll get it here first on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
Pokemon Go is not a card game. It's an actual, as a mobile device, it's a smartphone game.
Okay.
And you can play it on your mobile device. And I don't want to say it's an app store game because it's both on iOS and Google Play.
All right.
So you've got an Apple phone, you've got an Android phone, you can play on both platforms. And they've taken this beloved card game that was for, freaks and geeks when
now,
you were kids.
I mean, just
or just kids that didn't really have a passion to get outside and, create some sort of ramp or exercise. That's what you were doing. You're playing Pokemon.
And it's taking off some sweet jumps. God. But it's like a collector's cards, like baseball cards or something, right?
Yeah, baseball cards, but instead you have little monsters on your card. And it was a big to-do. I remember taking multiple trips for my, at that point, girlfriend's little brother in high school.
Yes.
To, where were they? They used to sell them at Michael's.
Oh, Michael's, the craft store.
You
go
to Michael's, there was a Pog aisle and a Pokemon aisle, and for days you'd see little kids while their mothers were getting all the edible arrangements the corner or getting their crafts.
Styrofoam rings, key for making wreaths if you want to get some clay.
Kids for days in that Pokemon aisle.
It's perfect for if you have a trip to Michael's, just leave them unattended.
The first time I heard about this game was this past week when one of our interns, Brittany, and Pony mentioned it in passing.
Now, did it drop last week?
The game has been out for 6 or 7 days now,
okay.
Right?
God, it happened so fast.
So fast. And to the point that I kept on seeing Pokemon Go trending and also people talking about it online.
Yeah.
I said, F it. I feel like a kid toucher, but I'm going to download this game and see what it's about because technically, it's our job, right?
Yeah, we have to stay our finger on the pulse of the public and our ear to the ground.
Poking our finger.
And what really changed my mind, but made me take the plunge was I was sitting in my home. My girl's out for the week. She's in Mexico.
Right.
For a yoga retreat. I thought yoga in general was a retreat from the world, but apparently you have to go to another country
for
that.
Let's back burner that because we can still discuss that in a moment. So you're alone in your huge... Is it weird being all alone in a big house like that?
Well, I'm not in a big house, so I don't know what that feels like. And I heard kids outside saying that there's a Pokemon a block away. And I said, what? Why are these college kids running around my neighborhood trying to figure out what's going on?
Oh, so they're not like youths.
No.
They're college
kids.
They're
adults.
Oh, man. Okay.
Are they drunk?
Young adults.
This would be fun.
They weren't drunk, but they were probably high. Who knows? I get their level of sobriety. So what I did understand is that this is big. If it's happening, we've got to figure it out. So I downloaded the game. This is the theme song that you're hearing right now.
Oh, it's a wonderful song. Catchy as hell.
And ideally, to give you a thumbnail of what the game's about.
It really sounds like the Pokemon News Network.
It
does.
It's like, here's Don Lemon.
So you're given an avatar, a virtual avatar.
Okay. Do you get to design your own avatar?
You get to. It's minimal design at the moment, right? Okay. People are really pissed about that. Like, it's just like, change your shirt to another stripe. Change your hair. Change your skin tone from brown to white or black. Three
Mine
options.
Looks like Wolf Blitzer.
What
it's
are
great.
You? So, you ideally have to go to...
If you want to look like Soledad O'Brien, hit 2.
Yes. Then you go. So then I'm downloaded. I do 3 different edits to my avatar, and I'm in.
Can
By
I
the
see,
way, if you want to find me, it's Oscar Radio.
Can I see your avatar?
Yes.
Your
I'll pull it up.
Thank you very
Thank
kindly.
You, sir.
Like that.
And it was so much, like, so easy to get into, but there are multiple steps that I said, okay, how do I capture my first Pokemon everybody's talking about?
They're
right?
little monsters.
Yes, mm-hmm. And by that, they're in a virtual world, so the app takes over your camera and your GPS. Some people might not be into that. And
That's scary to me.
And you face your camera towards different directions, and you can see where a Pokemon may be hiding, right? So, and usually, they are historic landmarks or parks. Now, I live in a historic town. So yes. I have a plethora of Pokemon to catch.
Yes, yes. So the question is, let's say that this was a historic air studio.
Yes.
And I know someday it will be. It might not be right now. But let's say you held your camera
up. You
know
a DJ died up there.
That's right. Do you know where my original hip is?
Apparently high cholesterol is a thing.
So you hold the camera, say, up to the brick wall.
Yes.
And you see the brick wall because of your camera, right?
Yes.
And so if there's a Pokemon, does it superimpose the Pokemon on real life?
It shows me the landmark, or so the post office is the closest Pokemon stop I can go to, right?
Okay.
Right on the corner.
Right on.
And I'm too far away to capture the Pokemon.
So you got
to
actually walk there.
I have to walk there.
And the GPS will tell you that you're there.
Yes. And once you get there, you throw a Pokeball. It's basically a little game to capture the Pokemon.
I don't
right?
have any interest in your Pokeballs.
Yes. But most of them are little historic landmarks. Now, okay. If you're at home, you're like, what does this mean? You're basically a dog catcher for Pokemon, and you have to walk around, really, city blocks to historic parks or
are
landmarks.
Are kids in the suburbs just absolutely screwed?
No, because they made a post office a landmark, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but if you want to come into the city and walk around, you can really cash in. But this is the great part.
Yes.
That your home base for your Pokemon is local gyms. So gyms are where you take your characters that you've collected,
yeah.
And you actually battle.
Not that gym.
You battle other Pokemon.
Hi, I'm your local gym. It'll be okay.
When you are at the gym, and you so why is this important, Fan Tana, Spiwak, Bloom? Why is this? Why do I need to know
important?
About this? Is because there are a couple things happening within this universe in the 7 days that this game's been out. One, fat kids are walking around.
Yes,
right?
This is great.
Kids that haven't left their home after jacking into their Xbox or PS4 when they get back from school, they're now walking around and asking you to drive them places because they want to get out and about. Ooh. And engage in this game.
An industry that was based on making kids stay inside and stay sedentary,
yes,
has totally turned itself on its ear.
Yeah, but within those 6 days, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's right.
There's always
Cliff Robertson said
there's
so.
Always an evil side to these games.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out. Because 2 stories broke this
yes.
past week.
These are both definite warning signs.
Yes.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
This broke, I believe, on Friday. A girl in Wyoming was playing Pokemon Go, and she was walking around looking for Pokemon creatures, and she instead found a dead body.
Oh.
Not okay.
Don't choose
Hide
you.
And seek.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
Won?
Her name is Shayla Wiggins. I'm somehow comforted that she's 19 years old.
Yeah.
And not like
Chief Wiggins'
well,
daughter.
Yeah.
Like a 10-year-old that found a corpse.
I think 19's still enough to be scarred for life.
Well, I think I'd be scarred for life, and I'm 45. She was in Riverton, Wyoming, and she found the dead body. Thank God she stopped playing Pokemon and called 911.
Mm-hmm.
And the 911 people were so pleased. They gave her 10 Pokeballs.
Did they anything about the dead body?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nobody cares. They care about Pokemon Go. Yeah. But you know what? Whenever something is huge like this, and I think Nintendo stock is up by like 25%
oh, yeah.
in the last 6 days.
They finally joined the mobile revolution.
Well, when, you know, something like this happens financially, people always want to cash in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there's lookalikes and there'll be soundalikes. But the best ones are the people that say, this is now. Let's make this now. The Pokemon Go game has gotten people off their couch, certainly, but in O'Fallon, Missouri, four men used the game to target players at specific locations and then robbed them with handguns.
Oh,
they found
no.
out where the rare Pokemons were, and they just hang out there.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of a Costco parking lot
right.
after hours in a remote area and there happens to be a Pokemon there because yeah. some battle took place years ago,
right.
then Manassas. I would say that, in general, you need to... Think about
Be aware.
Yeah, be aware. Nice fade, by the way.
Be aware of
Thank
that.
You.
Eight or nine people have been robbed. And this is, you know what? This is the hard-hitting, I guess, O'Fallon, Missouri news
Why
service.
Did we cut off the music?
Because we're about to go to commercials.
Okay, but that was the worst fade in the world.
Really? I've done worse.
No.
You didn't like it, huh?
Pony. Next time, just slow down the volume.
I can't do that from over here. He's got the fader.
Oh.
It's my fault. As Pony underlined.
I'm sorry to highlight that.
That's all right. I'm sure that, you know what? I hope everyone's okay with the fade.
Why couldn't you have just faded it down?
I did. I just did it really fast. It was a fast fade.
You so. Faded
That's
that?
Funny.
Yeah.
There's no, I didn't see a single paw move on your hands.
I know. It was.
Like we're
right.
I'm like
Pony,
I'm
start the
I'm,
music.
I'm grooving, grooving,
start
grooving,
the music.
And then
start
it's gone.
Music.
I'm like, well, that was weird.
Okay, here we go. Now, the music is back. All right.
Okay.
So if you are going to be out hunting Pokemon,
I mean, am I wrong to highlight that?
No, anytime you can spotlight an error.
It's no, but that was so egregious.
Was it?
You pointed at Pony. He had nothing to do. All you could have done is just fade it. So he stops, and then you fade.
I suppose.
Right? You suppose I'm right.
Well, no.
Now I know why Mike's. I can't even talk. Now I know why Mike goes crazy.
But I'm not going to point out the fact that he can't talk.
No, yes, you do all the time. Okay, yeah. All you have to do is fade.
All right,
he has to do nothing.
I know. Well, he does have to get ready for the commercial
that's
coming up.
That's fine,
here.
But that mm-hmm. was so weird.
It was weird.
I said, what's going on here? Did I do something? Did something wrong?
Oh, you must
Did
never,
I press something?
You must have never feel it's your fault.
So, again, watch out for your kids.
Right.
Don't let them go alone to places that are remote.
Yeah. Right.
I imagine the city, it might be safer in the city because there's so many people walking around. A couple anecdotes for this
Please.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Go. A, that people...
I'm going to fade the music back in, Oscar.
Thank you.
You probably
that.
Won't even notice it coming
people
in.
People are now getting acquainted with some new friends because they're asking them to go and hunt Pokemon together.
That's right.
They're meeting at certain historical landmarks and learning about those landmarks because they never thought to stop and look at them before.
Every abandoned call box has a story.
So now you go to, instead of looking at these plaques, especially in the D.C. area, these bronze... engraved beautiful plaques
yes.
where there are historic landmarks. Instead of walking by being like, oh, these tourists stink, you can actually stop yourself and understand this is the history that surrounds mm-hmm. me and my community.
That's right.
So it's pretty cool.
And you know what? And if you're in the suburbs, you can say, look, another electronic transformer. That's a beautiful green metal thing. You see, I feel left out, and I feel sorry for my
kids.
You
should get into it. I think you'd be into it.
Robert liked the Pikachu. That's a Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he liked the cartoons. But he never played with the cards.
I've never played with either. The game's still engaging.
So I think that if he gets into it, that'll be good. I just don't think we're going to have a lot of historic stuff in my prefab neighborhood.
You could actually sign into his account and capture on your way up. Just walk, just
you know
driving
what?
Up.
We are actually close to the historic district of Leesburg. Maybe in there.
Oh, God.
Who puts them around?
You could just walk down the hill here in Georgetown and pick them up.
Not so motivated. I'm more... More wanted for him, I think. I do. Who decides where they go?
I think they just took a Google algorithm of all the major landmarks in each city and then built that into the actual code of the game.
See, that ruins it for me. I had an image of Todd Moore running around and taping things to things all around the city.
Think about it. This game is so... It's a Rubes game, right?
Of course. It's simplistic.
But it's changed the landscape of virtual engagement.
It's
and you will
unique.
See a lot of copycats coming out.
And you know what is amazing about it is I really do think this is the fastest I've seen a craze like this take over. Because Friday, we just heard about it, and now it's the lead story on every newscast.
There are four stories alone within my entertainment news about Pokemon Go.
Yeah, so get in on it, and I'm going to see who I can capture. There's one Pokemon that's excellent at fading down records. I'm going to find him.
All right, just updated right now. It just popped up on my feed.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go launches. Faces string of robberies, crimes, and car accidents.
Oh, my God.
Car accidents?
Car
accidents.
Don't
play Pokemon Go while you drive.
It's hard to capture when you're driving.
You've tried.
I tried, and I said, this is not safe. Not okay.
It's the cobblestone.
I'll get King Koopa later.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and we'll capture your interest.
That's right.
When we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara Show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello?
Is this me?
Yeah. This was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah. We do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
Carrie says it all the time how funny they are. She doesn't listen to this show. Loves Rob and Joe.
Rob and Joe.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Warby Parker. Hey, do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it, because Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. I love Warby Parker. I love their retail. I love their online. I love everything about them. You have 5 days once you get your glasses for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear, because there's no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer, so whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did, or you go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
It's not a full episode of All About Oscar or Oscar, what is it, Oscar's World, so I won't play the music, but I do have a couple questions for you.
Yes.
When we close...
How many Pokemon do I have?
Yeah.
Again.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pokemon. Are you playing, is it PMG, right?
What is that?
What do the kids call it? Are you playing PMG?
PMG.
Of course I'm playing PMG.
Oh, Pokemon is that Go? Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I'll have to get into my kids'
I was right,
tonight.
By the way. The augmented reality that Pokemon has.
Yeah.
The guy who invented it used to work at Google Earth.
Did he really?
Yes.
So he saw the opportunity.
Look at the big brain.
Yeah, check it out. You got it going on. So you said that you were playing the Pokemon, but when we left you on Friday, there was something of a dust-up involving permits?
Yeah, let me go on.
Can we cap this story? Because there was a lot of talk about it.
There's a guy named Schmosker Fantanum.
That's
sorry.
Right.
And he was...
he has a Facebook page.
He was redesigning his home. Not redesigning. He was...
revamping?
Revamping. No.
Improving.
Augmenting.
Augmenting his home.
No, I don't think you augmented.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. What you were doing...
He was doing some DIY renovations to his home, right?
Home improvements.
Yes, home improvements. And I think it's important to highlight here that you shouldn't do any sort of construction. It's not wise without the city being involved, because permits are important. People.
Let them be involved.
There are rules for our safety.
The rules are in place to make the game more fun and to make it more
safe. Are they tedious at times?
They can be.
Is it hard to find the office? Some may say yes or no. But that's not my place to decide, right?
No, really.
I am simply a cog in the big wheel.
Yes, and I know this, as I know it's never okay to print up fake permits.
No, that's not okay either. So my friend, if you recall the program, not me, but my friend decided to put up...
there's this guy.
Because he was in a pinch, put up fake permits on his window. By fake, I mean they were just placeholders until he got back from the he also does a show that's
a podcast
that's online and across the country. And he
can I hear it in Ocean City?
You can hear it in Ocean City. they're on the wave. And
it's a good station.
And he found out the hard way that letting people know that you have permits when you don't have permits is not probably a smart thing to do, especially on the air, right?
Yeah, of course.
So he is
best kept as a secret if it has to be done.
Yeah, he is no longer in the fake permit game, as you would say, because...
And can I say something in his defense?
Mm-hmm.
He never told anyone that the permits were genuine.
No.
So it's
That's
not
true.
Really... I mean, it wasn't fraud. He just put a piece of paper up that looked like a permit, and if
That's
for some
fraud.
Reason someone... No, he never sold it as that. He just put something up.
No, and I never
if
said, someone, hey, if I can do this.
Yeah, like, let's say...
Possession is 9/10 of the law. Is that right?
Okay.
Well, sure, but not in this situation.
Oh, okay. I'm just throwing things out.
That's good, but he never told anyone it was a genuine permit. He wasn't trying to fool anyone.
But that's the whole purpose of a permit.
It's probably
is to be
the
seen.
Same reason when you injure yourself, you're like, oh, I definitely separated a rib. But
exactly.
You don't know.
Exactly.
You just don't know because you didn't get a professional look at it,
right? Do you have a rib permit?
I do.
Yeah. So, you know, you feel the pain. Fantana felt like he was in the right and it was no fuss, no muss. No one's getting hurt.
Right.
But Fantana found out the hard way. Luckily, he got a warning.
Ah.
And after Fantana's fiance separated herself or distanced herself as far as possible from the situation.
Because she was the Fantana's fiance.
She was on the front lines
she
of this
was
conversation.
There, right.
And he was doing his show that he works with his friends.
Yes. They're more acquaintances.
Yeah. And, yeah, he got home and said, you know what? We're going to get into the permit game. So, and I said, and I talked to him briefly after the show on Friday afternoon. And he said, look, this is probably not something you want to play. It's like playing with fire.
Sure.
It's fighting City Hall. You're not going to win. So if you're doing any sort of remodeling.
Do you learn all these cliches from Schmosker? Because you're coming fast.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
And he said, it's time to really do things by the book.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that were wondering, what's happening these days? It's all happening by the book.
That's right. And no need to post it on Facebook.
No. So, but I want to thank everybody that was kind enough to write in or text in. I didn't get back to everybody yet. But if I haven't, it's not because I haven't wanted to. I had class this weekend.
Right.
And that's wrapping up. And I'm excited to finally get or dive into this remodel and do it the right way.
DIY, the right way.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad you caught a win, or he caught a win.
Yeah, he caught a win.
I caught a win on Friday, too. Remember when I left, the bottom of my car was falling off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Off the Fentley.
Yeah, it was. There is a poor design, I feel, that I have ripped off the bottom of my car in the past and had it repaired. Mm-hmm. It is almost like an apron, a plastic apron that connects to the bumper and to the car. So it protects the bottom of the car under the engine. Yes.
And your undercarriage.
The undercarriage, precisely. And listeners may recall last October when I hooked it on the metal thing that holds the concrete bar in the front of a parking spot. And when I backed up, I ripped it entirely off. And,
is that a poor design or poor driving?
It's a poor design, in my opinion, because I didn't. It fell off again, you see.
I'm going to ask you something.
Please.
Wait. First, where did it fall off again?
The very front of it. And I actually went so far as to get down on my back and look under the car to see if I could be a DIY reattachment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a series of clips and screws.
Where did you hook it this time?
I did not hook it. And you know what? I have babied the car since the repair because I had this is the word that comes up again, the copay was sizey to get all the body work done.
Because for anybody that has a low-profile car, and I don't think Rob has...
What I have, Oscar, is a low-profile car and a high-profile lifestyle.
No, I think Rob's car is just general standard.
Yeah.
It's got the distance from the actual street to not your tires, but you're really talking about your...
The car.
Clearance. The front of your bumper.
Clearance.
Oh, thank you, the clearance. Mm-hmm. But when you get in the car, is there an appreciable...
Does it
sag?
Well, it is... what happens is... The car moans. It makes a noise.
No, but do you feel it lower a little
bit? No, it does not.
And I'm not, this isn't a weight thing. This is just in general.
I know, because you would never go there.
Well, it's a fair question.
No, the car sits low.
When I throw bricks in my trunk to throw away at a dumpster.
Yes.
When Fantana does.
Repurposed bricks.
When he doesn't want to throw them just wherever. I don't know where. I just go to the Manassas dumpster.
Usually at Windows.
So I have a bunch of bricks in my car. My car sags.
It will sag.
Yes.
But I think that they allow for X amount of pounds before the car feels it. And I do not feel any sort of appreciable, you know, sagging in the car when I sit.
Next time you're driving.
Yes.
Look on your dashboard.
Okay.
And see if you see some sort of sag to the left.
Why don't I just get a Lowrance like they have on a boat I can measure
it. Or you get a level and see how level the car is before and after.
It sits flat. Sometimes I get stuck behind him on the way out of the city. It sits flat. It's not like it's like tilted to the
So
it doesn't look like the truck in Indiana Jones that actually flips on its side?
No.
Yeah, the car itself, believe it or not, the car actually weighs a little more than me, so it actually can offset it.
Okay.
But it does, because of the line of the car, as you call the Fentley, it does sit low.
Okay.
And I have really, since I had it repaired, really babied it, haven't scraped it once.
Now, Chrysler 300,
it's
right?
With the Hemi. It's a wonderful, very powerful car.
But you don't use that power.
I have.
You have?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've never seen you drive like that.
Well, you're in the city. It really doesn't give you a lot of chances to go above 100 miles an hour. I have taken it that fast.
Wow.
Just to see if it does. It does.
Are you?
Yeah, how about that? Danger boy. So I look under it, and it's hanging down. It almost looks like the car is smiling at me. Because the bumper stops, and then there's this huge piece of plastic
hanging.
So I got down under the car, and I said, there's no way for me to reattach this myself. I sort of tuck it up under so it doesn't drag on the... Because it fell while I was driving, made a wonderful sound.
You hear it dragging?
I heard it on the toll road when it fell.
Oh, no.
You're going to... Then you hear...
Did you pull over on the side of the road?
I was close enough to pull over. I actually got off on my exit, and that's when I peeked at it. So I said, this is no good. Tucked it up, went in, and the people that did the body work, I called them. I said, I know you say you guarantee your work, but this was done about 6 months ago or 8 months ago. What should I do? They said, bring it in. And I said, oh, God, here we go. And I'm starting to think in my head, rental car and all this stuff. Because when they repaired it, because of the body work, it took weeks to get done. I pulled in, asked for the guy. He said, give me your key. I'll take a peek at it. After about 20 minutes, he comes back, hands me my key, and says, it's done.
Yeah.
They just snap rivets. Yeah.
Pop right in.
But I was just, you talk about, you saw the dread in my face when I left here. I was really ready to pay a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Any body damage?
No. There's the scrape on the bottom of the plastic thing. He said, there's cosmetic damage on the liner
cosmetic.
On the bottom.
Dude, who cares about that?
And he said, I said, is it safe? He said, yeah. He says, is it going to stay? He said, yeah. He said, have a great day. And I really appreciate it. So anyway, you know, when you catch a wind, that's good, right?
I think that's great.
And you caught a win because Shannon has got it away from the stressful yoga lifestyle, and she's in Mexico.
I'm just cutting this hole, and then I'm done. That's it. So I'm happy for you, Rob. Yeah, Shannon left for her Mexico retreat. I forgot about this until she said, hey, I'm leaving tomorrow. I said, where?
Is she retreating from?
She had a bunch.
What do you think?
It's her yogis.
Hey,
okay, look, I'm not going to marginalize this. I'm sure it's great if you're into yoga, right? You get to go to... a wonderful resort in Mexico. There is some sort of State Department warning not to travel there. Mm. But what am I going to do? Am I going to stop her because I wasn't paying attention when she initially said she was going?
No.
I did send her the link for the State Department warning, though.
Well, you know what? She is an aware young lady. She'll be fine. And you know what?
And she's going with a gaggle of hens and dudes, shocker, to go do yoga for a week.
But why is yoga in Mexico different
because
than yoga in BC?
It's just to get... why do we have appearances in Reno when our show is a DC show, right?
Is she going to entertain 800 fans when she does yoga?
No, but she's got at least 200 people there, and she's one of the main teachers.
Wow.
So she's teaching...
Can we stream this online?
She's teaching yoga, and her... as she's the operations director for her studio, and she's got two other teachers that are... you know, very well respected in the area as well. And they're all going together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fun. What I love about the situation is it reminds me how much I like being alone, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because last night was awesome.
The house must feel huge.
This morning was awesome.
Yeah.
Today's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I don't love my girl. We are, you know, on the path to matrimony.
Yes, you have a sort of an arrangement with her.
But I remember, and you forget, but I remembered yesterday why I love being alone.
And can you thumbnail
it? It's just you don't have to worry about anybody else.
It's great.
I know when I'm hot, I'm hot. I don't have to worry about hearing it upstairs from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I can bear it. I'm like, this is the boat that I decided to get on. This is the ship that I'm riding. And if and when we finally get AC, it'll be okay then.
Oscar, it's called solitude, and you will really value it even more after you're married 20 years.
I don't think we have to get married. I think things are great.
That's a good idea.
I think that she's probably happy the way she is, and then I'm happy the way I am. What's the point
when
of making things a little more complicated?
Happy how she is, does that mean she has to stay in Mexico now?
No.
I mean, she can FaceTime and stuff.
I just think if I'm this happy alone.
Yeah.
What's the point in rushing things?
You know,
and it's not being selfish, people.
No,
this is all
no,
about
I mean,
this is all about a particular, I guess, disposition to
alone is like
just
dessert.
Being alone.
Alone is like dessert. Dessert is great. Alone is great, but you can't live on it. It seems great right now.
You asked me if I miss my wonderful fiance.
I'm managing.
Pony, you're a disaster. Don't even get
involved. You've got animals that you let go into bad places, I'm sure. You are not the poster child for solitude.
How are you doing with your fiance away?
I'm sorry?
How are you doing with your fiance away?
I'm great, and I'm better than I was with her here.
But,
yes.
But how she's been gone 3 days?
2 days.
Okay,
two glorious days.
You know what? I can relate to two glorious days. I think about, is she gone?
Do I love her? Yes.
Good.
Do I miss her? Eh.
You will. I think about day 7.
No, the bathroom's always free, right?
Okay.
I don't have to wait to do anything. I'm not like standing in line. Please finish up whatever you're doing in there because I want to take a shower. I came home from soccer yesterday.
Right.
Didn't have to wait for anything. I just went right in there, took a shower. I was deciding what I wanted to make for lunch. Didn't have to ask anybody what they're in the mood for. I just said, this is what I'm in the mood for. It is awesome.
I support you, but I do feel that it will grow tiresome if you were away from her for, say, 7 days.
No,
I think you'll start to miss her.
I don't. Ask me again on Friday.
Right? I will.
Ask me on Friday. My alarm's going.
I certainly will. The alarm says, good news, another day of solitude.
Thank you.
Here is my iPhone reminder that says, there's no one in the bathroom. Excellent. Well, Oscar, I'm glad you're doing well. We both caught a win.
Yes,
that's good.
Big win.
Right?
Big win.
All right, we're back after this. Robert did something that totally blew my mind this weekend. I want to tell you about it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. See, that's Miss You by the Rolling Stones. There are no accidents.
Oh, it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's a disco record.
Nice fade.
You like that, Mike?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Harry's. You know, shaving is important. You know that. You do it every day. It's too important to compromise, so stop compromising your shave. Get started with Harry's. You don't have to pay way too much for a comfortable shave or settle for a low-price, low-quality razor. Harry's offers a great shave at a great price. And I will tell you something. The nicest thing I feel on my face every day is my Harry's. I love Harry's. You will too. Harry's makes its own high-quality razors, eliminates the middleman, and ships directly to your door for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. It's simple. Get the best of both worlds at Harry's. We're talking 5 German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip. 100% guaranteed, and a full refund if you're not happy. I shave with Harry's every day, and you should too. Harry's starter set is called the Truman. It's an amazing deal that's perfect for new customers. For just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 of Harry's 5-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, all of our listeners, Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com and look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. Enter code TMOS at checkout and get $5 off and help support our show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today.
Speaking of Harry's, we tried to get Robert. He had a birthday party a couple weeks ago. Wanted to give it to one of his friends because the kid had the,
the mustache.
The 8th grade mustache going on.
Penciled in.
And we said, that might be a little presumptuous. You don't want to give a kid his first razor.
Yeah, that Harry's box is awesome.
Yeah, so, but once he starts shaving, he's going to love it. So, talking about Robert, I think you all know Robert is my son. He is 13 years old. And
beat cancer.
You're such a jerk.
I mean, he mentioned it before the show.
I know. Well, I like to bring it. I'm very proud of it. It's probably his greatest accomplishment. He hasn't done much since, but he kicked leukemia right in the ass. So that's good, right? Since then, sort of a slacker in the medical world.
I mean, how do you beat that?
I don't know. I mean, really, he's sort of, he's like Orson Welles. He peaked early.
Yeah, he peaked at 2.
He peaked.
2.
So he did that, but he is.
What's your greatest accomplishment? Like, you're in high school. Well, when I was 2, I beat cancer.
And then you're going to say, really?
I've been trying to.
It you or was it the doctors?
Yeah, but at that point, you're part of the team, right?
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
And you really can't. You can't diminish that.
I kicked cancer's ass at 2.
At 2. And now I can't do algebra. Just peaked early. That's his deal. So he's bored.
He's so wrong.
I know.
On so many levels.
I know. You know what?
But I think laugh about
I think Carrie would be okay with it. I do. She was there for the ride. So anyway, It's summertime. He does not have a job. He's helping out doing some stuff with Carrie with the dog walking and stuff with care.com.
Yeah, but he's still figuring it out.
But he's figuring it out. Now, Julia is bitching about working because she's working real hours in the sun and doing great. By the way, some couple came up and asked if she was my daughter this weekend. She said yes, and they tipped huge. So
oh,
thank you.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Very nice. Look at that.
And then tried to get her into a van. She said no. Smart.
Do you babysit?
Do you want to serve Italian ice at my house?
I think there's some Pokemon behind this bush over here.
Hey, creepy.
How dare you? So
tell her to carry a taser.
She's doing great. But Robert is a little bit bored. And so he's hanging out with his friends. One of his good friends, who I was surprised to find out, his name is Iverson.
Ooh.
That's his first name, not his last name.
Yes.
His parents, apparently.
Allen Iverson?
Yes.
Big fans?
Big basketball fans.
Ivy? Do they call him Ivy for short?
I asked if we can call him Ivy. He said, Dad, don't do that. His name's Iverson.
Oh.
So, but Iverson moved away from our neighborhood. He was in Robert's school last year. Now he's in Aldi. Do you know where Aldi, Virginia is?
No.
It's near South Riding, which is near Chantilly, which is sort of a town that developers said, we're going to make this be a town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's, maybe 15 or 20 miles outside of Fairfax.
Yeah, that's where Drab pretends to live.
Ah, got it. Back in the day.
He pretends to live there?
Yes.
Okay. So because it is a new neighborhood, when you drive him there, it's not horribly out of the way for me on the way home.
Okay.
So I can pick him up and drop him off. But you go there, and it's got all the telltale signs of a brand new manufactured neighborhood. All the trees are like 6 foot tall pear trees. There's no big trees, right? There's no real landscaping.
No magnolias. You got to pay for.
There are just
a fine if you take out.
They're just lots and lots of asphalt.
I love new developments. That's all Phoenix was.
Clean.
It's just
right?
awesome.
Yeah.
They get to bury the lines. You don't have all these wires going everywhere.
Power doesn't go out all the time.
It's awesome.
The beautiful thing is that you look, and instead of seeing beautiful green grass, you see all the orange spray paint where lines are going to go.
Yeah.
So you go there, and it's got all the markings of a new neighborhood. It's miles of asphalt, miles of sidewalk, and it's very clean and lean looking, right? But because it is a brand new neighborhood, one of the complaints he had the last time he went over to Iverson's house was, Dad, they don't even get pizza delivery.
Oh, no.
Because he's not within.
God forbid, because the kids love that.
They do. Well, that's a kid feeding themselves, right? So I said, I said, son, you've beat cancer. This is not
you've
a big
beat
deal.
Beat cancer. Obesity is no problem. Look at your dad.
Look at me.
I'm still kicking.
I'm moderately functioning.
Those 20 pills I take in the morning, they're just supplements.
That's right.
They don't keep me alive.
I just mix them in with my yogurt. That's tasty.
It's just texture for the yogurt.
That's all it is. So he goes
great mouthfeel.
So he goes over to Iverson's, and Carrie picked him up this weekend, and she's talking to him on the way back, and he said, "How's things going over there?" He says, "Pretty good." And she says, "Did you get a haircut?" Because Robert, he has a relatively simple, short-ish haircut.
Bowl cut.
Yeah, but he flips it up in the front.
Yeah,
a little
bit. He's got that style.
That style thing happening.
That Zoolander, that hipster style.
Yeah. And so he said, "Yeah, Mom, we walked to the barber shop and I got a haircut."
So Iverson's black, I take it.
No, he's one of yours.
He's one of my people?
Yeah.
Oh, even worse.
And so
we're not good at basketball. You can't name a kid Iverson. I mean, we've got two tokens in the NBA. That's about it.
But Carrie said
Ronaldo would make more sense.
This was a game changer.
Or Messi. Iverson. What? Please.
This is my son Magic.
Yes.
So the problem.
Mahika. Oh, my God.
So anyway, apparently. Oh, and also the parents apparently are not great with the English language.
What about Pele?
Pele would have been great.
Yes.
Soccer player.
You know what? We'll name him Iverson.
Iverson, because it's the Castilian pronunciation.
Oh my gosh.
The V is a B.
We're great at a lot of things, but naming, no.
Robert says, really no point in talking to the parents, Dad. They don't talk English very well.
All right. Well, so they speak Spanish.
They do.
Okay.
But there is also an older brother, an 18-year-old brother, who is very Americanized, and he speaks just fine.
So he's assimilated.
Yes.
And this is going to be very delicate.
That's fine.
Okay, because my people, the Latinos,
yes,
we can have all sorts of hair.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Does Iverson have African-American hair, or does he have my type of hair?
He has your type of hair.
Okay.
But not your type of forehead.
Ah, got it.
He's got a full head of hair.
Okay, so he's got my type of hair.
And so...
So he's not... So when he goes to the barbershop, he should be going to, I would say,
I think he went to like a hair cuttery or hair care or because something
so
he, like that.
So they didn't go to the barbershop and come into America.
No, no, they didn't go there. But Carrie was shocked because getting a haircut has never been anything that he's taken care of. It's always been we take him and get his haircut.
But as Latinos, we're self-sufficient.
And so I'm guessing that Iverson moved him in that direction.
Yeah, you got to go on your own.
And then they were talking about that, how it went. We looked at it. It wasn't the best haircut, but in a way, I was kind of pleased that he took the bull by the horn and, did it.
A sweet fade.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like Kid.
He got lined up.
Kid in play.
Yeah.
And then he dropped the bomb. He said, "And after that, Mom, since I had money saved up, we took an Uber and got pizza."
Oh, my God. I don't know if I should be proud or scared.
Exactly. And Carrie came back, and her face was blank, like she had just seen a ghost. And she said exactly what you said. "I don't know whether to be proud or bothered." And I said, "What?" She said, "Your son took an Uber to get pizza."
I think I'm proud of your son. I think you should be as well, because I've been touting this all day.
Yeah.
From when Uber first came out, I said, what if you had to send your kids to school and you just didn't feel like driving?
Yeah.
Let a stranger pick them up and drive them around.
But don't you feel, and I have to get to the bottom of it because I just found out about it
better
last
night. Better than the bus.
The propensity for diddling
goes down if you get into a car and not a bus.
The diddling propensity?
Diddle factor.
Yeah, diddle factor goes down.
Diddle factor of 5-0.
Yeah, by a multiple of 10. Goes down. If I had a car to jump into as a kid instead of the Y8 taking me to Silver Spring and then I had to take the friggin' Metro Rail to get a haircut, I mean, that was high piddle factor.
But what about the diddle? Not piddle.
Piddle.
Yeah. What, piddle would be something quite different. But the thing that I was thinking is that, and I subwayed diddle a little factor. Bit because we lived in Vienna and the Vienna
and
station.
And by the way, I can't believe we're using that. Let's stop talking about that.
Yeah, ugh. Who brought it up?
Yeah,
exactly.
Show name.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I would think I would be more comfortable with him on a subway, on the Metro Rail.
No.
Because there's crowds.
My mom,
it's a one-on-one
every
thing.
Every time
in
I
Uber.
Used to go to a sleepover or get an, or she knew I was taking the Y8, which is your Metro bus to Metro Rail.
Yes.
She would say, "No dejen que le toquen tu cosita." And I was like, "Well, what does that mean?" And she goes, "I don't want anybody touching your thing." Right. And she pointed up on my on my pantaloons and my belt line.
Yes.
And that was sage advice. I would say
I don't know that it's sage.
Sure
it's valid.
But I always knew that. When you're on,
I think Ben Franklin first said it.
Mm-hmm. And when you are on a Metro Rail or Metro bus,
right,
your cosita is in a lot of people's viewpoints.
Yeah,
right?
but there's so many people. Don't you think the one-on-one factor?
No, nobody wants to say anything. The one-on-one.
Does Uber let you sit up front?
You can if you want. I sit in the back all the time.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And he's got a friend there.
Yeah, and I think that I've got to get to the bottom of this. I think it was probably Iverson who probably initiated it had the app.
Iverson is living his own life. How old is he?
He's Robert's age. He's 13.
Okay, 13 in a Latin household with foreign parents. You do as you please.
Yeah, it's like 18 for an American kid.
Yes. Yes. Because in Latin
years.
America, you're taking the micro,
like a dog, yeah.
Which is the bus. You're walking to school. You probably have a job at that point. Like, you're very self-sufficient. So they probably brought that culture here. And you know Iverson, aside from the name,
yes,
is really self-sufficient.
The thing,
and he's getting his own haircut.
Yeah,
he's showing, Leesburg, Little Rob, what the ropes are. This is how you do things.
Well,
parents don't have to take you everywhere.
What Carrie said to Robert is that, that's very cool. Uber is a great service and you can use it. But in the next time you do something like that, just give us a heads up. Let us know.
Yeah, but who paid for the Uber?
Robert paid for the Uber.
So he has his own Uber account on his iPhone.
Well, I think
that's the only way you can pay. You can't pay with cash.
Oh, then I guess Iverson did. But Robert paid for the pizza. I know that.
Yeah. Do you know what's on your son's phone?
I don't know if he's got Uber or not. I look at his phone, yeah.
What credit cards are attached to that phone account?
No, he has no credit card attached to
but
it.
But no, he can pay. Can he download apps?
He has a, a PayPal card that's attached for his app. Download.
Okay, so he can use that same money.
You can't pay cash for an Uber?
No.
Okay, I see.
You're so sheltered.
Well, I mean,
how do you not know this?
I've not needed an Uber. I tried once and they wouldn't come.
During the blizzard.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay, so listen.
I said, "Won't you come touch my thing?"
The cosita.
Wouldn't do it.
No, they hang it talking to cosita, and she'd point right at my crotch. I must have been. This was like all from 4 till probably 14.
Right.
Don't let them touch your thing. So.
And then at 14, it was like all bets are off.
Let them touch your thing.
Make your own choices.
Touch people with your thing.
Have so, at it.
The card that is attached to the iTunes, right? Doesn't matter if it's a PayPal card or whatever. There are funds attached to that.
Okay.
That money is now Apple Pay money, basically, right?
Oh, so it's accessible
and
by the Uber.
You can use the Uber app to play with that money.
Okay. I will find out and have a report for you tomorrow.
Something to consider.
All right. On Friday's show, I'll find out if you miss Shannon. And you'll find out if Robert has Uber.
That's so great.
So, but anyway,
you
that's what he
no
did.
You have no idea what's on your son's phone.
Well,
it could be
you
a
know
credit
what?
Card.
No, it's I don't. It, he doesn't have our credit card because we'd be broke. We'd be on the street if he had.
So
my
it's
credit
not
card.
A PayPal card like we have.
It's a PayPal
here.
Card, but it's his own for his own account.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because he gets his allowance via PayPal.
Gotcha. Okay.
What do you mean? What? What do you want?
Is there this a possibility that maybe your son paid cash to Iverson and he got the Uber?
That could be.
Because Iverson is doing the old okey-doke where he's like, hey, man, just give me the cash.
And let's round up.
I'm getting my parents paid for this.
It's roughly 25 bucks.
Let's work this. And I got, you know, I want to tip the guy.
Yeah.
Work that out there.
We don't want to look like jerks, Robert.
Yeah,
come on, pony up the cash.
Established adolescence.
So, yeah, I will find all of that out and find out what we did.
Doesn't that scare you?
Yes.
Your kid getting the money via PayPal, doesn't that open a gateway of e-pays that he can access?
No, because it can't.
That PayPal can be used for anything.
It can't exceed what's in the account, though.
Yeah, but he could subscribe to an adult site to that PayPal account as
well.
But
we do keep an eye on his computer and his phone. But I haven't looked at it since the Uber thing. So that's why I don't know if he has Uber or not.
Do you ever see the transactions on his PayPal account?
Carrie gets the statement, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll keep up on that. And so
Parents of the Year.
Well, you know what? They haven't.
My kids are going to be on lockdown.
Well, I was told
and
you
then they're probably going to rebel eventually.
I was told today that you weren't going to get married.
Not now.
Oh, later.
You can also have a kid out of wedlock. That's a thing.
Oh, that's
these
a
days.
Sin, though.
Oh, not these days.
I don't know. It's Pokemon Go and all these kids out of wedlock. I don't even know you anymore.
I'd be proud of him, but I'd also be scared on what those dollars are being spent on as well.
I was very, very surprised. But I will say this about Iverson. He takes care of himself. He's a smart kid. He's self-sufficient, but he's never beat cancer. So in your face, Iverson!
Stop teaching my son how to be an adult.
Yeah, my little boy, 17, and still standing.
And then
up.
Iverson and I compared body hair. It was great.
I lost.
I need a drink of water after that. Stick around. We're going to come back, and we have Oscar Otzi.
Yes.
It's the all-new, all-adult, all-body hair version of Oscar Otzi.
Gross.
And it starts after this.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony.
I'm Gary.
And it's the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Hey, Tony, doesn't this run on the Mike O'Meara Show?
Yes, it does.
Can I just say how much I love Mike O'Meara?
Oh, you kiss up. Hey, but we do wish Mike the best. We know he just had both hips replaced.
If he didn't have both, he will.
Is it both or one hip?
Right? It's either one or the other.
Whatever you have replaced, Mike, we wish you the best and a speedy recovery.
And we hope you like this one better than the original.
And there's a new show this week, so check it out.
Mike, please buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Keep in mind, Tony Perkins is one of the leading anchormen in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
He sweats the details.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Mike O'Meara get both his hips replaced?
I'll have it to you by tomorrow. If you're borrowing money, those are the exact words you want to hear. So, borrow through Avant, because the money you borrow today could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant makes borrowing simple, convenient, and quick. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. Checking your rate is absolutely risk-free. There's no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through Avant. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code TMOS. Avantoffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed. Thank you, Mike. And it is a bonus. One of my favorite Monday things is a bonus Monday Oscarazzi.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hello.
Did you know that painkillers must be a hell of a drug?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Well, apparently they are. And, you know, as far as addiction's concerned, I'm not making light of it. I know we're having an epidemic here in the in this country especially. But when Prince passed, that really opened the new community's eyes to a drug addiction, right?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times celebrity deaths really do open eyes. It first happened with Elvis, which I think was the first really high-brow, really high-visibility celebrity death based on drugs. And it also
it was a very snooty story.
I think he was on codeine. And then, again, after Belushi died.
Chaka Khan enters rehab for prescription drug abuse.
Now, is she relevant anymore?
No, she's not, but she was in Prince's Inner Circle.
Was she?
Yes.
I didn't know that they sort of were a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So she says that her and her sister were addicted to, and they are addicted to, the same prescription drug that Prince was addicted to.
Ooh, okay. And I think a lot of times the thought is it can't be bad for you if it's prescribed.
Yeah.
If you get it through legal, you know, means.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they talk themselves into being okay.
As a result of treatment plans, Chaka Khan has canceled several summer tour dates. Including Chaka Khan. Is that what I heard earlier?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm going to go back and listen. All right. Because I heard something and I was like, I know I just heard something. And it was your big fingers with your big mitts hitting a button.
Well, I'm glad to know that it's my fault.
Oh, I'm almost positive. I was like, I'm not the crazy one here.
Right.
Okay. So she has to cancel a bunch of dates.
Wow.
As a result, you know, she's battling addiction, it's a long process, and wish her the best of luck.
I'm glad that she's taking action, because and I think a lot of times they just talk themselves into the fact that they're not the one that's having a problem.
She's telling people about it.
Yeah, and her sister, Kublai Khan, is also in treatment. We wish them the best.
Moving on.
Yes.
How old do you think Sofia Vergara is?
She's been around a while.
From Modern Family.
And the thing about her is when I see her, she has the look of someone who used to be more youthful looking. So I'll say she's 45.
Wait.
What did you just say?
She used to look young?
No. What I'm saying is that she's been around long enough that she's had two different looks.
Like her you've face, seen her evolution. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's evolved.
Yeah,
she's evolved.
I've
seen,
you,
like, when she
you've
was a
seen
bikini
her grow
model.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. I'll say she's fairly old. I'll say 45.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
Okay. Pony, how old do you think she is?
55.
Okay. Adrian?
50.
50?
Yeah.
50. Okay. 44.
Hey, very it was close. Pretty close. Pretty
you
close.
Big one for Rob.
Thank you.
I don't think she looks 44, though.
No, she doesn't. I would have guessed younger, except for the fact that she's
that you've
evolved.
Seen her grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So. And she has been in the business for years. She started with a Pepsi commercial campaign when she was just 18 years old.
So she's been with Pepsi that long? Because she's
well,
been
in Latin America, right?
Oh, okay.
Same Pepsi company, in Latin America. Then, as she grew up in Colombia, she initially took 2 to 3 years off to become a dental hygienist. She didn't know she wanted to go into show business. She had been married before as well.
You could, you know, I'm not surprised to know that she's 44, but you could also tell me that Sofia Vergara, she's 8 feet tall, and I believe it, because she looks that statuesque on television.
And legitimately, I think her staying power as far as this business is concerned and for what she has to offer. Yeah, she broke out in Modern Family, but she had a phenomenal career in the Latin entertainment business, Latin Hollywood. And now she continues, her star continues to rise. I would say she's an A-lister now.
Yeah. Would you call that Olaywood?
Lollywood.
A string of telenovelas. But again, to start out just being discovered on a beach in Colombia, and now one of America's biggest stars. It's pretty cool.
And I think...
She does not look 44. She looks beautiful.
And a wonderful presence on commercials. She is really a great pitch person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on here. Ghostbusters had finally world premiered in Los Angeles this past weekend. And the reviews that are coming in are pretty good.
Are they
74% positive?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that they would have probably sold their soul for that last week.
That's pretty good, right?
Because there was a lot of bad buzz about it.
So that's the latest number as of today, Monday. And we're in, what's the date today?
Today is the 11th.
Okay, so we're at July 11th. So 3 days later, the We're at 74%. Don't know where it's going to be when it debuts nationally.
Mm-hmm. Is it, it's this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's this weekend. But better than I think most expected.
Yeah, it had so much bad buzz. And keep in mind, it holds the record for the worst reviewed movie trailer on YouTube ever.
Yes.
The most dislikes ever.
Jeez.
So a couple more things. We talked about Pokemon Go earlier.
Yep.
Just briefly, and I'll end with this.
Cool.
So as far as the walking is concerned, it is a solid workout, especially if you go out with your kids.
Iverson said take an Uber.
It might also be fun if you're visiting a city to engage your children as you're walking around to all the landmarks.
Hadn't even thought about that. If you go to a walk around city like Philadelphia, yes, where you have to walk and see all the stuff, that'll keep the kids interested.
History is boring, unfortunately, for most at that age. You can make a lot of fun with that, right?
Just watch where you're going, please.
Yeah, don't bump into Ben Franklin.
Doctors are weighing in as well. Vitamin D, and not the vitamin D we talk about here on the show, but the actual sunlight is important.
She needs
for
a little vitamin D, if you know what I mean.
This is key. It's educational. When you go to your poke stops, where you pick up your
That's
Pokemon.
That's where you get vitamin D.
Yeah.
Stop it. Come on. These are kids.
When you go there, you get to see the actual landmarks.
Yeah.
And you really are... what's it called? You are
engaged,
but you read the landmark.
Yeah, because you're there.
Because you're there.
That is a very good point. So, you know, there's not a lot of downside to this except for the people walking into each other and robbing and finding corpses. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's mostly good.
It'll bring people together, literally in real life. We mentioned that earlier. And it offers mental mini breaks without getting too far off track. So you have to walk somewhere before you re-engage into the landmark or historic figure.
Is this going to continue being a rage all summer long, do you think? Or do you think it's
going to
burn out?
I think it's going to be a rage. And this is going to also... And I'll give you a perspective. We, as far as downloads are concerned, the people playing it, this is the most engagement a game's ever seen.
I agree. You know why? Because it involves real life. Yeah. I mean, every time you have a virtual environment, there's limits, there's parameters.
If but if it's the world can get out of their house, then that's good.
The max of the world. Yeah.
I'm Mac McIntosh. Yeah, when I'm not lying, I'm hunting for Pokemon.
Mac said he found 2,000 Pokemons this morning. No, Mom, I really did.
That's Oscar Rotzi for your Monday.
Thank you, Oscar. We come back, we'll do an audio vault, and that comes after this.
Willkommen zu Your Daily German, where we learn only the bare necessities. Today, we learn the three most important sentences in German. Sie müssen die Kekse und Kuchen Show hören. You must hear the Cake and Cookies Show. Es ist auf der ganzen Welt gehört. It is heard around the world, nor auf der Michael Mara Show Netzwerk. Only on the Michael Mara Show Network. Und am MichaelMaraShow.com. And on MichaelMaraShow.com. TMOS. Über alles.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
It is, and we'll be putting a new one of those on the air for you this week. So stay tuned. Oscar, Amazon Prime.
Yes, Amazon Prime. Prime Day is tomorrow.
Get it.
You cannot miss it. It's July 12th. Today's July 11th. Get your Prime subscription through the MichaelMaraShow.com. If you haven't, you are missing out.
And you're a jerk.
There are so many perks outside of the shipping perks. You actually get access to Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Prime Music. All wonderful, wonderful resources to engage yourself in. Really added value to A, helping the Michael Mara Show by signing up for your Prime through our banner on MichaelMaraShow.com. Also B, allowing yourself to support the program even better while you purchase all your goods or whatever you may need for work and supplies on Amazon.com through the Michael Mara Show portal.
I had to find a rare book that I bought on eBay, and it killed me to pay shipping.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay for shipping if you have Prime.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I went to Amazon Prime and said, air conditioner. Yeah. Air conditioner. Let's find this out tomorrow.
Did you yell it into the mouse?
I said, every day I'm looking, when are these going to hit the Prime Day? It's Prime Day, just for perspective, is your Black Friday in the middle of your summer.
So get it done, folks. Not too early to get that back to school shopping done either. Now, today is Monday, July 11th, 2016, and we're audio vaulting right now. You talked about on Friday, John Bon Jovi being tricked into singing at that wedding reception.
Yes.
And he looked miserable.
Yes.
I found the audio of it.
Ooh.
And good news, he even sounds miserable. And what's great is the band sounds so much like a wedding band. Just, you know, like a whole bunch of guys just going through the motions. Here's John Bon Jovi singing Living on a Prayer at a wedding.
I was just talking the lyrics.
Oh, he's phoning it in. And also, wedding bands, don't mic the drums so loud.
It's so miserable.
It is. Not even trying.
No.
Well, because he, look.
Terrible.
That's completely disrespectful.
It is.
To him, right?
To make him do
it,
right.
Yeah, pressure him into doing that. And B, like, he has context on that song.
Yes.
Like, he probably, look, I'm not going to say he, I don't know this, but you probably hate playing that song anyways.
Sure.
But you got to remind yourself, I'm going to make X amount of dollars when I play the song on stage, right?
Yeah.
When you're at a wedding and you get pressured into doing something you love and you hate doing that one thing.
Exactly.
You're like, eh.
It's like he knows every day of his life.
And now he's getting asked for it.
And every day of his life, he's got to sing that song.
That was a lose-lose situation.
Damn, totally.
He shouldn't, you know what? He should have just sent a check. And blew off the wedding. But here's why I played it. Over the weekend, because he was getting so much crap for it, Richie Sambora was at his niece's wedding, and he sang Living on a Prayer.
Oh, my God.
And everyone is saying he's doing it as a dig at John, because they have sort of that frenemy thing going.
Yes.
They've established a pretty good band together, but they've had their fights in the past. And here's his latest passive-aggressive dig by singing Living on a Prayer, which isn't even his song. He doesn't sing on it.
Oh, man.
And the whole time he's got a smile. He's got a smile that says, look at me, John. I'm doing it too. So.
Oh, but he's doing such a better job.
I know. He's trying.
Oh.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens. Almost time for them to break up and have another reunion tour, I think. match game last night. I will say this. I was decidedly against the match game on ABC after the first episode. After their third episode, I'm turning around on it. I think they had a better panel last night.
It.
And I had to watch it, of course, because Pete Wentz was on.
Yeah.
And
straight from the 80s.
Yeah.
That stonewashed jacket really confused me. I said, all these games,
this a rerun?
All these old game shows, and now the fashion's coming back.
So my wife and my daughter making goo-goo eyes. But the writing was better. The panel was better. And I think it's a better feel.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of drinking on the set, which I think is good. So match game, I'm giving a cautious thumbs up. The start of that lineup is Celebrity Family Feud. That starts at 8. Last night was the Snoop Dogg family versus the Sugar Ray Leonard family. And there was a great question about marijuana. You would think Snoop might do better when the topic is marijuana.
Name something grandma might do if she caught grandpa smoking marijuana. Yes. Yes. Yeah. All them fast hands you got. Marijuana, bam! Just like that. I named something grandma might do if she caught grandpa smoking marijuana.
Put hands on him.
Put hands on him.
Put hands on him.
I knew that was going to throw the judge in.
More specific?
Yeah, more specific.
Hit him.
Put hands on him.
So he got on the board.
Yeah.
Ray? She would scream at him. Scream at him.
So Sugar Ray
outdid Snoop Dogg.
Outdid Snoop when this topic was marijuana. And just to underscore it, the Brodus family, that's Snoop's name, they could not steal at the end of the round either.
Here we go. Name something grandma might do if she caught grandpa smoking marijuana.
The family says, sell it.
That's a decent answer.
It's a good answer.
Me, I say keep it. They say sell it.
Grandma is selling dope.
So, you know what?
Whoa.
Make no mistake, those questions are catered to the celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
They really thought Snoop would do better than that. So
fast hands, though.
Very fast. Try harder, Calvin Brodus. Do you know country singer Thomas Rhett?
I know the name.
He has a new song out. It's called Vacation, and it sounds like this. How many writers do you think are listed on the composition?
I have an average of probably maybe three at the most. How many?
14. Because it took 7 people to write it and listen to it. After they mastered it down, they said, gosh, that sort of sounds like War and Lowrider. And they realized it's almost the same song. and they had already produced it. So what they did is the seven writers who wrote Vacation are listed alongside the seven writers who wrote Lowrider.
Can you play that at the country song?
That's yeah. smart. So they just gave them credit.
They gave them credit so they would get sued. Yeah. So here's the original song. Theme to the George Lopez show.
Yeah.
And so, and then this is the song that they ripped off by accident. They accidentally made it sound like the other. Wait till he comes in.
This is wild.
My girl is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored.
It's the bass line primarily.
Yeah, it's just basically one note off each.
And what's so crazy about it is they went through the whole production process before they realized they were screwed.
No one got it?
Yeah. Same thing happened with the Rolling Stones.
Like, this is gonna kill.
The Rolling Stones did a song that sounded just like Constant Craving.
Yeah.
The Katie Lang song. And Keith's daughter said, "That's a good song, Dad. It's Constant Craving." And they said, "Oh." And they had to give her listing on, as a co-writer on it. And
so, I love that side of the business.
Because you know that would be a tasty lawsuit.
Because technology is all about patent lawsuits.
Yep, exactly.
But now people are, and again, it makes more sense when it comes to the songs. And you're going to share those dollars anyways, especially if you're established, right? Yeah.
And I think it makes him look like a bigger guy,
absolutely.
that he embraced it. Mm-hmm. Let's close with this. Andy Murray did great at Wimbledon when he was doing his speech after he won. He introduced Prime Minister David Murray. And what's great is the Wimbledon crowd booed David Murray, and what he says after it is pretty fantastic.
Lots of ex-players, legends up there watching as well. It's a pleasure to play in front of you. The Prime Minister of the country as well here. You know, I think playing in a Wimbledon final is tough, but I certainly wouldn't like to be a prime minister. It's an impossible job. So.
Tennis is tough, but what's tough is being the prime minister. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Alrighty. Mike will be back tomorrow.
We cannot wait.
God willing.
I think he might have a story or two.
Yeah,
who knows?
I think so.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is coming and going. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, hey, that's us. With a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to me, Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana and Ponyboy, it's me, Rob Spiewak, inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.